Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, I've been honored to have a conversation with Laura Rae Fugelstad. She's shared her story of losing children to miscarriage, and we've learned that it doesn't matter at what gestation that baby was wanted, it was longed for, and it has ramifications. Laura, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you.
Laura, I want to ask you, what organization did you find that came alongside you and your husband as you were grieving the loss of your children to miscarriage?
Yeah, we found a lot of help and support from a group here in Omaha called Healing Embrace. It has been wonderful getting to know some of the other lost moms through this organization. And I have found a lot of healing through doing some volunteer work with them and just participating in the events that they have throughout the year. One particular event that they have every October just really celebrates the lives of the babies that have been lost. And it's really just such a special event. To recognize our children, we find it very comforting.
It's wonderful. And oftentimes we don't have the words to say. I've learned through life experience, sometimes it's just that tender touch, the listening ear. We had the honor of working with Healing Embrace, this legislative session, to work on legislation that provides commemorative birth certificates. And if you are listening and you've experienced the loss of a child through miscarriage or many losses, I invite you to learn more if you maybe would like to request a state-issued commemorative birth certificate celebrating the life of your child. You can find information at nebraskafamilyalliance.org/miscarriage. Laura, thank you for being with us all week, and I want to acknowledge your precious children that you lost to miscarriage, and God's been kind to you. You now have a child, don't you?
We do. We have a rainbow baby named Harvey.
I love that. Thank you once again for joining the Daily Spotlight, Laura. God bless you.